Phoenix Audio presents Made from Scratch by Sandra Lee. Read for you by the author. That would be me. Chapter 1. To Grandma's House We Go. So if you have a grandma, thank the good Lord above, and give Grandmama hugs and kisses, for grandmothers are to love. Lois Wise, Grandmothers Are to Love. I was only about 2 years old when my mother, Vicky, dropped my younger sister Cindy and me off at Grandma Lorraine's house in Santa Monica one beautiful sunny afternoon in 1968. She left that day promising to return shortly. We didn't see her again for several years. I don't remember ever hearing any rational explanation or even any conversation about Vicky's absence, but I do recall wondering where she was. Grandma rarely talked to us about our missing mother. I don't think she quite knew what to say, and I'm sure she didn't want to lie to me. Vicky was just 18 years old when she left and probably couldn't handle the responsibility of raising us. Grandma Lorraine was the mother of my birth father, Wayne. Vicky and Wayne were typical high school sweethearts, young, naive, and head over heels in love. When Vicky became pregnant with me at 15, she and Wayne decided to get married at the Santa Monica courthouse. Vicky's parents were less than enthusiastic about the decision, but they were staunch Catholics, and even though Vicky and Wayne were just children themselves, any other decision would have been unacceptable. I don't think it came as a surprise to anyone when they weren't able to make their relationship work. They filed for divorce about 2 years after they said I do, and somewhere around Cindy's first birthday. Although I don't remember it, Wayne often came to Grandma's to visit us. Shortly after Vicky dropped Cindy and me off at Grandma's, two of Wayne's and Vicky's friends from high school, Doug and